All right, here we are on a Thursday morning. What a beautiful June morning it is. Lots of sunshine out there. We should get to about 81 degrees for the high today. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Feel so bad for anybody that had a major event, a milestone planned in 2020, because as we've seen with graduations, those didn't really happen. What if you had a wedding planned for this summer? Yeah, not a good scenario. A lot of people have really had to scramble and make new plans for their wedding. And the folks up in Sanilac County at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum want to help out. Dawn Malik from the museum is on the line with us right now. Dawn, good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a great idea this is. What is a pop-up wedding?
Well, a pop-up wedding, in this particular world that we're living through right now, it's fantastic for folks, like you said, who may have had to cancel or postpone their wedding due to the coronavirus. In fact, the wedding industry estimates that 74% of couples have had to cancel or postpone their weddings. So it's great for those folks. It's also good for second weddings. It's good for a bride and groom who just don't want to spend $25,000 on a wedding. So for our pop-up weddings at the museum, we handle everything. We already have relationships with officiants and with a florist and with a baker for the wedding cake and with a photographer and musician. We take care of everything for one price. Literally, all the bride and groom have to do is show up dressed with their marriage license in hand, ready to say their vows, and we'll take care of the rest.
What a great idea. And you've got such a nice place to do a wedding up there. Do you typically do weddings in the summertime?
We do. We do. And like that 74% I was talking about, our weddings have all been canceled or postponed. So, you know, we're trying to be a successful business here. We're trying to reinvent our services. And pop-up weddings was one way that we could do that. Our historic church is absolutely beautiful. And it's also large enough that we can set it up social distancing style. So these pop-up weddings typically are for 10 guests. We can go higher. We do have some other packages, but typically they're for 10 guests. And we can set up however you'd like. If you want, you know, mom and dad here, but then way over here you want your brother and his wife, we can set it up however you need to keep all of your guests safe.
A great idea. You get a 90-minute wedding package for $1,000. What does the $1,000 get you?
Well, it gets you, first of all, our beautiful historic church, which is just a fabulous place to be married. You get seating for up to 10 guests. You get the officiant. We can offer either a Christian or non-denominational, a bridal bouquet and boutonniere, a wedding cake to share with your guests, a wedding coordinator to make certain that your event goes off without a hitch, a musician, photographer, and a champagne toast. And you have to worry about nothing.
Sounds nice and easy. You've got, five available dates coming up this summer, right?
We do. We have July 11th and 25th, August 1st and 29th, and September 12th. And we offer two 90-minute slots on each day at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. And those times were chosen specifically at the photographer's request because that's the best light for pictures.
Great idea.
Yeah. And, I've been talking with a lot of brides and a lot of couples in the last couple days. I talked to a groom, actually, yesterday who had a wedding planned for July 25th. And they just decided they were going to go to the courthouse. And nobody was real excited about a courthouse wedding, but they didn't feel like they had a choice until they heard about our pop-up weddings. So we're just thrilled to be able to offer this opportunity. And then a bride was in touch with me this morning. She's in nursing school, and she said she's been wanting to get married, her and her fiancé, for some time. But the idea of planning a wedding was just too exhausting while going through nursing school. So, again, another opportunity for her.
That's fantastic. This is all happening at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum in Port Sanilac. What else is going on at the museum? Are you reopened at this point? Are you able to do tours and things like that?
We're not doing tours, and the main reason is, you know, we generally use the winter and early spring months to complete projects in the mansion. So we were in the middle of a project that has the mansion just in total chaos and disarray, and we have only just been able to get back to that project. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we had plaster work done, so we need a lot of cleaning, and everything's got to be put back together. I am hoping sometime in July that I might be able to offer tours, but we're not doing that yet. Our beautiful grounds are always open. We have 10 acres. We have 16 historic buildings. I like to tell people we're like a mini Greenfield village. And our grounds are lush and beautiful. Our gardens are fantastic at this time of year. We have benches here and there. We have a lovely swing, and folks are invited anytime. They can even bring their dogs if they want to come in and wander. Of course, we'll expect to clean up after their dogs, but people are always invited to wander the grounds. And as well as we have two outdoor events that we're able to offer at this point. We had our first outdoor yoga class last Saturday, which sold out. It was just an excellent class. We have another one on June 27th. That's also almost sold out. But then we have one July, August, and September, where we still have tickets available. And we're also doing an open mic once a month outside at the museum. And we have great opportunities there for social distancing because we have such a large grounds. We're asking people to bring their own lawn chairs. You can bring a cooler if you want. Our general store will be open for snacks and cold beverages. And people can just set their chairs up wherever they're comfortable. We have local musicians coming out to perform. The first one is the 20th on Saturday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And we've got so many musicians coming this time because I'll tell you, they have been losing out on opportunities to perform.
And
they're just excited to be able to have an audience again. So it should be a really great event. And we're doing that also one a month in July, August, and September.
Dawn, if somebody wants to either come to one of those events or to book a pop-up wedding, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Website, phone number, all that good stuff.
So I would say probably the first place you can go is our Facebook page because you'll be able to get information on everything. And they can reach us on Facebook at Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. Yes, I know that is quite the mouthful. So it's Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum on Facebook. Or they can reach us at the office at 810-622-9946. Or they can email me at the initials for Sanilac County Historical Society. So that's schsdawn@gmail.com.
All right. Sounds good. Hope you get lots of weddings. Hope you have nice weather and a great summer up there in Port Sanilac. Dawn, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.